grab a front row seat to the Untold Stories as we talk about how to live life on your terms. You're officially part of the inner circle. Welcome to Courtside with Courtney. And don't worry, I comped your ticket. Welcome back to another episode of Courtside with Courtney. I have my good friend Taylor sitting here today who just moved to Austin.
Literally just moved here.
You guys, it's funny because when I originally launched the podcast, I tagged you. Do you remember that? Yes. I was like, this is a list of people I really want to have on the podcast. Taylor was on my list, but I was thinking I was going to have to fly to you because I didn't know that you were moving here at the time.
Well, and you, I think I responded to your story and was like booking flight immediately. Fast forward, it's like, oh, I'll just drive.
Flight booked. We're so close to your house right now, which is also incredible. Yeah. But for the people that don't know who you are, give us a little bit of a rundown. Obviously, you're an amazing stylist. You're huge on TikTok. You've been doing videos for like 4 years now.
Yeah.
Give us the rundown. How did you get from styling to wanting to even post videos in the first place?
I feel like I was posting videos like before TikTok. I feel like TikTok blew up during like the lockdown because we were all so bored and didn't know what to do with our lives. But I was posting, I go back and watch them now and I'm like, oh my gosh, these are so cringy.
Like that's what we all do.
I know, it was so bad, but you got to start somewhere, right?
Yeah, of course.
So I was posting videos on Instagram, but then during the lockdown, I started posting on TikTok and I basically was like, I'm going to post once for 30 days because I always posted for the client. So like,
got it.
Information about how, like how to take care of your hair, like the basics of all basics. Cause I feel like that was like a huge category that people weren't touching on. And I was like, I love like that hair nerdy stuff. So I was like, oh, I'll post once a day for 30 days and like see where it takes me. And literally day 11, I like woke up and like my video blew up.
You were only posting once a day even?
Yeah.
Cause that sounds a lot, but I feel like everyone, whenever you hear about TikTok, they're like, post 4 to 8 videos.
Yeah.
Like, it's always an abundant amount of the videos.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's true, but I was just like, I had a lot of other stuff that I was doing too. So I was like, once a day is like, I don't want to bite off more than I can chew type thing. And so day 11, like the video blew up and then I was like, okay, I'll just keep this going. And then it just grew from there, which is kind of crazy.
I love the number 11, by the way. I feel like it's such a good lucky number.
Yeah. I haven't thought of it like that.
11, like make a wish. It's such a good number.
Totally.
But what was the video? Like what were the tips in the video?
Full disclosure. I was like 2 glasses of wine deep and it was like 9 o'clock at night. And I was like, oops, I haven't posted my video of the day. And so it was terrible. Like,
stop.
It was like how to sleep or how I sleep with my hair at night because everybody's like, how do you wear your hair at night? Which is a big thing too.
For sure. Even for your skin.
Right.
Like longevity of making sure your style stays, but also you don't want your hair in your face and then it breaks you out.
Right. So I like wore this headband. Like I looked like a milk lady, like on the internet. I'm like, okay, like I can finally like show my true self, whatever. Like don't care about what people think about me. And I like wore this headband that was like down to here. It was so bad and people went nuts over it.
Sometimes, actually, I would say 99% of the time, it's the least planned things.
Totally.
It's the video that you didn't think out, that you didn't plan. You just set up the camera and you're like talking and all of a sudden it pops off and you're like, wait.
Yeah.
It's always the ones you don't want to pop off that pop off too.
I think I kept on saying like in the comments, like, oh my God, I look like a milk lady right now.
So your TikTok, the video blew up. You saw some real like growth and traction. At what point were you like, holy shit, I could like do this as a whole other career too.
I feel like that was like not, I didn't have that like aha moment. I feel like it just happened. Like at one point I had a clientele of over 200 people probably.
Damn.
And I was like, I would work 12, 13, 14 hour days, 6-7 days a week. Like I was gassed.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, seeing like what the internet could do and just like growing and being able to get my own personal brand out there. And I was like, I need to hone in on this while, I mean, I hope that this wave keeps going for the long haul, but who knows? And I was like, I just want to like focus on this for as long as I can. And so I don't think there was like a specific moment in time, but I definitely like at one point was like, okay, I'm trying to do everything and I'm burning out really fast.
Yeah.
So that's when I was like, okay, I need to cut back in the salon a little and just put all of my eggs into the social media basket. And it's just.
It paid off.
Yeah.
And you are you still doing clients? I saw you opened a salon.
Yeah.
Back home. Tell us a little bit about that. Cause that was a whole process.
Yeah. That was a year of my life that I really wasn't doing hair during that either, which was tough, but I was making content of just building my salon, which was really cool. Even like partnership wise, And it was fun to kind of build my salon like with the internet. I feel like so many pieces of that place were like a community thing, yeah. which was really cool.
Well, it's so you. And I think that's yeah. something that you have done really, really well, has always been so authentic to who you are. I noticed this trend within myself. All of my favorite people, like the people that I click with immediately, it's this like they're the most authentic people. Thanks. It's always the people that right away, I'm like, you know who you are. You're grounded in who you are. You're proud of who you are. Like you just get it.
Right.
And I think that you can even tell that in little ways, like your style. Like I feel like your style is always very true to how who you are
right.
for anything. So say you're like walking a red carpet or you're doing an event or you're just like at home on the couch, like your style, of course it's going to be more dressy, more casual, whatever, but like, it's always so you, like every outfit you put together, I'm like, that's so Taylor, you know, but it's like part of this authentic
right.
thing. I even think too, I think some of the best hairdressers are like that. They are like a personal brand in and of themselves.
Oh, totally.
Even if they don't like do social media.
And I also think it's because you attract like-minded people. So whether it's like
your vibe is your tribe or whatever.
Right. And whatever they say.
Whatever the cheesy saying is, but you know what I'm saying? It's that. Yeah. It's like, yeah.
Yeah. No, I agree. So, and I think that's cool because it's just like, it makes everything more fun because it's like, okay. I mean, you're always being judged, right? Especially like
oh yeah,
on the internet. They love being judged, but that's the teacup tattoo is like, you're not going to be everybody's cup of tea.
I love so that.
March to the beat of your own drum and like, screw it. Because people are going to be pissed. You're breathing the wrong way. So
1,000,000%. I always say this. You could literally solve world hunger in peace. Like I could show up. I could say, hello, everyone. I have solved world hunger. And people would still be like, fucking hate you. You're the worst.
No, literally. No, you can't win.
Yeah, you can't win.
Which is something I've figured out in like the last 4 years. It's like, okay, like, why am I, I've had people like DM me and be like, I want you to swear less. I want you to wear less jewelry. I want you to do this. And yeah. I'm like, if I listened to every single one of those DMs that I got, I would be a shell of a human.
You'd
and
be
I would
a,
be so boring.
A Ritz cracker. Like
there worse is, than a Ritz. I'd be like the crumbles of a Ritz cracker.
No, I mean, it's a shell of a, you'd be a shell of a human being. So yeah. would I. It's absolutely no way to live. It's also exhausting. Because you feel like you're turning your head 90 miles a minute, like in every direction. Don't do this, do this, do more of this, do less of this.
Right.
And it's so true too, because even with the feedback, you'll have someone that will come on today. I could show up in this outfit and someone would come on and they say, oh my God, I love your outfit. That's the cutest outfit I've ever seen. Someone else say, I hate that outfit.
Right.
It's the worst thing I've ever seen.
Right.
There's just no pleasing everyone. I like to say you could be the juiciest peach and there's still going to be somebody that doesn't like peaches.
Oh, I think I say that once a week on my Instagram.
Like,
but it's so true. And I'm like, whatever. Like if I don't fit in, like I'm not going to make myself smaller because it's too much for you. You know?
1,000,000%. And I same is true of dating, which I want to get into later too.
No, yeah, for
but
sure.
But just showing up who you are. I think there's nothing cooler and more confident and sexier than just showing up as who you are, knowing who you are. Okay. And recognizing, by the way, I know that I'm not for everyone and I don't need to be.
Well, and I always say, be a good person, but be your own person. Like there's literally, you're not harming anyone if you have a funky hairstyle. You're not.
Yeah.
It's not causing any harm to anyone. You're not and the harming anyone with your clothes.
Who gets like, so bothered by that?
Well, they're the insecure, yeah. you know? And it's like, I hate that because we both know what it's like, you know, I think
oh, for
that's
sure.
like your teenage years, your 20s, like, we're all insecure. We're all just figuring it out. But like, once you realize that none of that shit matters, it's like, we can all go on about our merry totally. Way and dress how we want and whatever.
You also realize that you're pointing an arrow directly back at yourself. Right. At the end of the day, if you're shitting on someone else for wearing what they want to wear, doing what they want to do, living life on their terms, dating who they want to date, like you're just shitting on yourself. Like you're pointing an arrow back to saying, here's all the places I'm unhappy
right.
and I'm miserable. And it's like, bothers me that you're thriving. That's really what people are saying when they yeah. say that. And the more you can get clear on that, the less you do it. And I think too, I like to think about the emotion of jealousy too. If you look at someone and you recognize within yourself that you're feeling like these feelings of jealousy in some capacity, it's like, why? Like get underneath that. Ask yourself why. If it's because you want what they have, realize, learn to view what they have as abundance. Like that's an opportunity where you could also create your own version of something like that. And it shows you that there's no ceiling there. You can do that too. If someone else can do something,
right.
So can you.
We're not superheroes.
No, but if you look at it as like you're jealous of them and you hate on them, like you will never accomplish what you want.
Right.
Ever.
Right. But I think that's like, and I always talk about like self-reflection and self-awareness are two huge things and it's not easy. You know, no. I feel like every day I'm just like maybe too much, but I'm always self-reflecting and like trying to be self-aware and being like, I don't know, just like, don't project you what's happening totally. Inside you onto other people. Like, we're all out here fighting our own battles, whatever it may look like. But I think just like having that self-awareness and whatnot, like, keeps you humble.
For sure. And I think it's hard to, like, doing what we do and creating some level of boundaries surrounding what we do, right. I think is so important. You and I have a lot of similarities. I would say this is one of them. I would say we both have boundaries surrounding like what we share, what we don't share, which is why I'm also so excited to sit down, because we're going to talk about a lot of things that you don't normally talk about, at least like not in depth.
Yeah.
We've both been through a lot of things publicly, including divorce. Yep. Tell me a little bit about that. How long ago was that for you?
So I was officially divorced March of last year. So it's been just over a year.
When I met you, it was really when you were like in the thick of it, right?
Or yeah.
You were considering it. It was like really, y'all were going through it. You weren't.
Right. That, yeah. Like, I think we met during like the time where I was like, okay, like something's happening.
Yeah.
But I mean, you don't know how to handle it until you handle it. Like, I feel like looking back, I'm like, okay, like everything did work out. But when I was, especially like in that beginning phase, like kind of when we met, like I was just so lost and confused, especially because, I mean, I was pretty much like freshly married at that point, but I just like, I knew there was a huge shift in my relationship and just didn't really know like how to deal with that, you know?
There's that moment too, when you get married and you realize it's not going to be forever. It's not going to be what you thought.
Right.
Or the ideal situation that you wanted. And there's that moment of like, oh shit.
Right.
I should feel differently.
Totally. I also think that like this was one of those things that it was like a, I didn't really want to admit it to myself type thing. Until I really was like looking at the big picture and being like, okay, like things are definitely off. And I mean, I'm so thankful we didn't have any children, which is a huge factor in the whole, you know, shindig of it all. But
I know.
Yeah. And I mean, we had a pet, like it was bad enough with a pet. So I'm.
Where's your pet?
With me.
Okay. Full custody.
Full custody.
Of the dog.
Yeah. And like, that was like literally my number one concern, because I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I mean, you get a pet, right? And you like instantly fall in love with it. And I'm like, I literally can't picture my life without this.
You're like,
and
take everything.
I don't care.
Take it all.
I get the dog.
I need the dog.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and the dog, he was originally from Texas. So he's back home.
He's back home and his stomping grounds where it's meant to be. And I do think everything works out how it's supposed to at the end of the day. But it's so interesting. When we met, you guys, this is such a funny story. I don't know if we've told this publicly.
What story?
I don't know if we've told the story of how we met the girl in the airport. Okay, so we were texting before we officially met for a while. Like, we knew we were going on a trip together. We started texting and like instantly clicked and hit it off. I feel like we were talking about everything under the sun.
Yeah.
Day one, like right out the gate, we were just like talking all the time. We were like sending each other voice memos, chatting all the time. So when I saw you in the airport, it was like that moment we're like running into each other's arms. Like, we were so excited to see each other because we had been like online friends, like texting on the phone and stuff before we actually got to like hang out in person. But when we got to that moment, we were so excited to see each other. It was like,
we were just like nonstop,
nonstop chatting. We had had like a couple of followers like come up to us and be like, oh, hi, like, it's nice to meet you. We said hi and had these interactions. Well, so one girl comes up, she comes in hot.
She gave
real
it hot.
We're waiting at our gate and we were thinking, we're like, oh, it's like, it was almost like a guessing game because someone would come up and it was like, are they saying hi to you? Are they saying hi to me? Yeah. Are they saying hi to both of us? She comes up hot, like in fast. And she's like,
I forgot about this.
Oh my gosh, guys. So like, first of all, you guys look so beautiful.
And we're like, thanks.
Like beaming, like so excited. And then she just looks at me and she's like, I have to tell you like your whole boobs.
But she like, it's like the way she like leaned in and was like, I have to tell
She
you.
Was like going to compliment me. She was like,
and we're like,
she's like, you've impacted like, my life. And she's like, your tit is out.
And we were just like, okay.
No, I wanted to crawl in a hole and die. I was like, oh my God. Thank you.
And the way I didn't even notice, because we were just nonstop talking.
It was like my tank top was down. Like,
no, it was like
over the bro. Oh, the side. It was to the
it side.
Because of my. It was really bad.
We were just like, okay.
And then we were like, okay, so you don't want a photo.
Okay. You don't know us.
Okay. So you definitely don't. Okay, awesome.
But what a girl's
thank
girl.
Thank you so much for letting me know.
What yeah. girl's girl.
I mean, 1,000,000%. Shout out to her because that's what a hero.
Yeah. Yeah, that was brutal.
Oh, my God. So that was like a kickoff.
Yeah.
Of how
and then
we met.
Had such a great trip.
It was so fun.
We really talked about pretty much everything. And it's funny, too, because I feel like I'm a pretty private person. And I do say that on my socials a lot. Like, I'm the kind of person that if you ask me, I don't want to tell you. But if I feel comfortable telling you, I'll tell you everything.
Yeah.
Type thing. Does that make sense?
Well, you're smart and you're grounded. So you're energy reading people. It's probably even if it's not like a conscious thought, it's probably like, I trust you or I don't trust you.
Yeah.
And usually the people that are like, so like, right, what's
right,
new?
Right.
They're like prying for information and tea. It's not the same thing as someone genuinely asking you, how's it going? How are you?
Right. Right. And I feel like we had, like, I remember just like sitting outside on the deck and like, we just talked for literally hours. And we also, you know, with our similar stories and whatnot, like, I just feel like I'd like vomited on you. And you were like, same.
I was like, okay, I feel so safe here.
In there.
Yeah. And two, I think it's a rare thing to experience. Obviously, divorce is not rare, sadly, but getting divorced, going through, having the first initial thoughts and feelings of like, maybe this isn't going to work is really scary when you have a platform.
Yeah.
And you realize that you have to go through things in a public way, whether it's like loss of someone like I dealt with my dad, like whether it's grief or it's like loss of a relationship, a divorce, what anything like going through something big like that is hard, period, on its own,
yeah.
Much less having to do it with an audience.
Well, and I think that was my big, like, whoa, what is going on moment? Because before that, I mean, I didn't really share anything about my ex-husband online anyways, just because he didn't really want to be, like, involved in it, yeah. Which I get. It's a lot, you know? So I was, like, fine with that. And I was fine with, like, not sharing him.
I get and I don't in the sense that I get it, that it for sure is a lot, but it's also part of just what comes with you and being with you. It's just kind of inevitable. And I think it's amazing to have those boundaries and say like, yeah, I'm not going to wake up and hold the camera in our face and be like, good morning.
Right.
Here we are. But to have someone who's unwilling to partake at all is like gotta be tough.
Well, it was different too, because all of this happened halfway through our relationship.
So true. That's so true.
Like, I started, none of this was my life when we...
He didn't sign up for it, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, neither did I in a yes. way. I kept on choosing this life, which I'm forever glad and grateful and just like still like...
Happy that you
pinch
did.
Me, right? Yeah. What is my life? But it definitely like, he didn't necessarily sign up for it. And he was supportive of it. He was just not the kind of person who like wanted to be in front of the camera, which I was fine with. I'm like... People literally follow me for hair advice and fashion advice. Like,
don't need to talk about my life or my relationship. Right. But somewhere along the way, like when you do things the way that you do them, like you're still injecting personality into all of your videos.
Right.
It's still very you. That's what right. I meant by like very authentic, very you. So at the end of the day, people probably still got invested in who you were and cared, even if it wasn't something that you were like outright talking about.
And I don't think I realized that until like the little subtle changes started happening in my content. Cause obviously I would mention my husband mm-hmm. or anything about my relationship. And then when I knew that I was getting divorced, I was like, I have to say something publicly, which was so hard.
Oh yeah.
Because I was like, I don't want people invested in my life and thinking that they know things when they don't. And it is funny, like it was the first time that I was like, oh my gosh, like I literally saw people online telling me how my divorce was going down and
yeah,
why
and they have
went
no idea.
Down. And I'm like, who are you and where did you get this information from? Because it's so not true. People are like, oh my God, she like got too big and then
I was going to tell you that. I was going to say word for word. It's always, for some reason, when it's a successful woman, why is the narrative always, oh, she got like too successful and he just couldn't handle it. And it's like, or she ditched him because she got, you know, this, like she's famous now. And it's like, that's, why is that the narrative? Like that has nothing to do with it.
Well, and it's hilarious because people literally said that she got too big and then yeah. she divorced him. And I'm like, he asked me for a divorce.
Like people are like,
I didn't ask for it. It wasn't me, you know, which is fine. And like now I'm forever grateful. And like him and I are still on great terms. Like
awesome.
I have nothing yeah. bad to say. You know, it was just like two grown people And I think there's like just such a negative narrative around divorce. Like it's always messy. It always ends so
bad. You failed.
Right. And I'm like, there's something beautiful about being grown and like in your head enough to be like, this is just not working. And we tried all the things. And I think both of us can lay our head down at night knowing that we put that effort in. It just simply like we were two people who were growing, but not apart. Like this, you know?
And you were wanting to grow apart in the sense that you liked the direction you were going.
Right.
He likes the direction he was going.
Right. And that's fine.
And so it's fair.
Right.
At that point.
Right. And it was like, just kind of like this thing that it's like, I still love you as a person, but not as my person.
Yeah. You know? I say that all the time about my ex-husband. I'm like, he's a good person. He's just not my person.
Right.
That's okay.
Right.
But there's this narrative around like, oh, well, you can't be giving advice about this when you failed at marriage. And it's like, that's not how this works.
Right.
And it's such a naive and like simple thing to say.
Right.
Whenever someone says that, I'm like, oh, yeah. Get better soon.
Yeah.
Like it's,
I'm just saying,
oh, get well get soon. It's like, so it's so simple minded. I'm like, that's look, it no is. One enters into a marriage hoping to get divorced.
No,
but as two mature adult human beings, if something isn't working and if you genuinely have tried everything, then you've tried everything and you move on and you hope the best for the person.
And I have nothing but, you know, like I still hope the best for him. And like he literally texted me when I was coming down to Austin and is like, best of luck. Like, so happy for you. You know,
yeah.
So it's like,
there's no
I
bad blood.
People want the drama just because Always. That's what we see. Right. We have all the reality TV shows and like all the people online who are just. It's the tea. And like, that was a very crazy thing for me. People being like, what's the tea? Did I miss a chapter? And I'm like, I am not a reality TV show. Like I'm a real life human dealing with real life stuff right now. So talking about setting boundaries around like how I navigated that whole thing, it was impossible because I was like, I know, like obviously my filming background became much different than what it was for 2 years. And I was like, I have to say something. But I don't want to open those doors.
The floodgates.
I'm not ready to, I wasn't ready to talk about that.
And that's respecting yourself, by the way. Like respecting yourself enough to realize I need to, sometimes it's like I'm going to share what I'm going through because I know that it could help someone else and it could even help me. And then sometimes there's those situations where you're like, I'm still processing this.
Yeah.
And I don't even know how I feel about this yet. So I can't come and speak about it.
Right.
Because I don't even know yet.
Yeah, 100%. And it's hard and confusing.
And there's no right way to do it.
Right.
And there's no right time to do it.
When you were going through your divorce, were you like online and public?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Very. I wasn't like as crazy as it is now, but I shared him a lot. Like he was on my story a lot. Yeah. And people liked
Which
him.
Which makes things like so much harder. Right. But that's the thing. People liked his internet person. Like,
yes.
I didn't know. Right. And that's what it is with us too. It's like you're seeing such a small snapshot and then people take a narrative and run with it, which is usually a good thing, you know?
Yeah, like people don't see what happens behind closed doors. People don't see the conversations, the arguments, people don't see the hurt and the things that occur in a relationship. Right. People just don't see it. And that's okay. It's not for them to see.
Because it's your
life. It's none of their business, right?
Yeah. Your relationship.
For sure.
Yeah.
But people see what they see and they see what they want to see too.
Yeah.
I think. And it's so funny. It's so naive. I've gotten kind of weird lately in the past couple of months about sharing Kinsley.
Yeah.
Because I've gotten like so protective of her because you realize that you see all these videos and there's like all these weird, creepy like freaks that like save videos of Kit. It's just, it's like a little too much for me.
I agree.
It's to be naive to that is like, oh my God, I love sharing my kid. It's like the best thing in the world. I love sharing Kinsley because she is my favorite person in the world.
And you want to share.
She's so funny.
Right.
She's so smart.
Right.
She's so mature. She's stunning. She's like the coolest kid in the fucking world. I love sharing her. I'm her mom. I'm like constantly so
every
proud of
second.
Her. Like every, like I want to take a picture of her and like have it for forever. So of course, when I feel like I know my audience and like we're all friends and I'm like, oh my God, I have to show like all of her cool like internet aunties, like, look how cute Kinsley is today. Right. Like, look at this.
Well,
she's so funny.
Proud.
Like, yes. And then, but lately it's also like, and that's also a weird internet wild west world where like there are the people that follow that are amazing and wonderful. And that's the majority of the people. There's a very small set of very fucking weird people that I don't know, that I don't DM with, that I don't talk to. And I don't know. I don't feel comfortable really
like
doing that. Yeah. Like I don't feel comfortable like the like trolls of the world,
yeah,
giving them access to that, because that's like so sacred to me now. So I'm like undergoing this weird mental transition as far as like what I do and don't share of her. But having said that, I have her so frequently and I get to spend so much quality time with her. Her dad, like Alex and I split time with her and we tag in where we need to tag in and right. help here and there as we go. But I have her like a lot and it's crazy because if people don't see her, it's like, oh, you never see your kid. You don't have your kid. And it's like,
isn't that crazy?
It's like, yeah, I have her.
Like, I think they want like a half of the time in your house.
But like the last, like, I don't want to show you because you're fucking weird.
Right. Well, and I think there's like, especially as a mom, like there's this level of like, you want to protect your child mm-hmm. and like shield your child from the scaries of the world because it is so fucked up, you know?
So it's but like,
I even find that with my dog. Like if I don't post him, they're like, where's Stone?
What happened
like,
to him? Did you let him out? Like, did he get, you're oh, such I just, a bad dog mom. Did he escape?
Right.
And you just let him out and you're careless?
What? Yeah, it's pretty wild. But also it's like, you're right. People see what they want to see and they make up this narrative, you know, like.
And it's part of it. I get it, right? Like it is what we actively choose to come and do every day, but we still do. We don't, we signed up to do this and to share a life. We don't sign up to get shitted on.
Yeah. But
and it's I part mean, of we, what comes right. with territory.
We know, like, yeah, it is.
But it doesn't mean you can't have boundaries is my point. Like, I think that's so healthy. Okay. Boundaries are really, really healthy. Audrey and I were talking about this on the way over. Even when it comes to like reading negative stuff about yourself, I don't look at stuff like that.
Right.
Hate threads, pages. I don't look at anything like that.
Yeah.
Y'all can say whatever you want to say, but just know I don't see it.
Right.
Period.
Well, and it's like.
It doesn't exist to
also
me.
Also, just something like that is like, wow, you have to be.
So sad.
Really just like at a low point in life, the literal 10 seconds of my life that you see on the internet and make an entire narrative out of it. I'm
for
like,
sure.
How much time does
and
that
it's take? Always people being like, don't oh, I know her. I'm something? Like seeing me one time across the street, like 4 years ago, like does not mean you know, like it's always like comes from people trying to pretend like they know more to like yeah. add validation or whatever. Like,
yeah.
I just don't eat. I don't look at it. I don't read it. So just know like you're talking to yourself. Have fun. Get well soon.
Well, and it's like, you know, what is it? Misery loves company type
100%.
Thing, you know? And it's like, okay, if all the miserable people want to join together and just.
They're blah, spiraling.
Blah, Courtney sucks.
Yeah.
Taylor sucks. For it's sure. like, ugh, okay.
And at the end of the day too, like I've just come to place. It's like this little place on the internet that like, if I don't look at it, it doesn't exist to me.
Right.
Aside from that, like. I love doing this. Like I genuinely feel
yes.
so fulfilled helping people.
I agree.
We also both started from a place of like wanting to help people. I really started like sharing beauty tips, trying to help people, help women feel confident
right.
in their own skin, learn little tips and tricks that would help them. Obviously you started giving the hair advice.
Right.
It's adding value and trying to help people. When you come from that place, it's fun.
It is so fun. But I also think that people like, because we're not in the hospital, like resuscitating people back to life, like on paper, yes, that job is life changing, right?
For sure.
Like you are, I mean, that's the best job in the world, but it's like, you can change people's lives and help people in more ways than literally physically saving their life.
Yeah. And in small ways and in little ways that can become big ways. And even when it comes to beauty, I always say like inside out, outside in, like it really right. is. It sounds like very superficial and like caring about how you look and your hair and your makeup and your outfits. But really it's like, it does help you foster confidence in yourself, which helps
Absolutely.
You like get in healthy relationships, get careers that you love, like act, dress the part kind of a thing. So I think at the end of the day, as shallow as it is and can be perceived on some levels, it isn't.
Right.
On well, a lot of like, levels
look
too.
Good, feel good. You know, totally. I always say like, I am very open about like having crazy anxiety and all this stuff. And it's like on my days where I want to do nothing, but like, crawl into a dark hole and yeah. just like eat veg, rot, as they say. I'm like that. Those are the days where I want to do my hair, do my makeup, yep. put on a good outfit, because it's like within seconds, your entire mood is changed. It's like, okay, I still feel anxious, but at least I look good while anxious, yes. you know?
No, 1,000,000%, even like painting your nails a fun color, like
right.
doing something that thing. Cheers you up, like help yourself. I think like to what do what you can to help right. yourself is so important. How is dating post-divorce also as a public person?
It was interesting. I think in the beginning.
That's the best way to phrase it. It was interesting.
It was.
Blink twice if you need help.
No, it really was, because I think that I wanted to be healed and like, I think sometimes I perceive myself to be too much of this like badass bitch online and like, oh, like fuck it, whatever, you know, like I don't care about anything type thing. Mm-hmm. And I think I was putting myself into that mindset when really like I was going through some shit and I wanted to be at a different place than where I actually was. So truthfully, I didn't go on that many dates until I like met my now boyfriend. But my main thing was like, I did not, like I wouldn't even look at men in Connecticut. I was just like, I did not want to date or be with anybody in my area because I didn't want to hang out with people all the time.
Yeah.
And I know that I'm in control of that, but it's a lot easier to tell somebody no
when they don't have the access.
I'm like, you literally have to get on a plane to come here. So like,
sure. See Thursday.
If he wanted to, he would.
He wanted to, he would. But it's going to take him 4 to 6
days. And I'm like, but at that time, who knows where I'll be. So yeah, I didn't really like, I wouldn't say I like dated. I went on dates, which I think was good for me too, just to kind of like take myself out of that, like, oh, you're a divorced, like washed up lady. It's like, no, you're not. Like you're young and hot and thriving and like, you know, like it is what it is.
I always joke, like, you're never going to be younger than you are right now.
Get out there. And like, who cares? And so I think I like learned a lot too, that like the things that I was beating myself down about in my previous relationship were just like specific to that person, like not saying it in a bad way,
no, but it's like his preferences.
Right. And it's like, oh, like there's more people in this world than just that person, you know? So it was fun going on dates, but I really like, I didn't date anyone per se.
I think that there's like a two factor, like two prong things when it comes to like really finding a good fit. It's connection and it's compatibility.
Right.
Cause you can have connection and not be compatible. Like say even with your ex, like you could have that connection, but you wouldn't be compatible if you lead completely different lifestyles and want completely different things in futures versus your present day boyfriends. Like you obviously have the connection and you have the compatibility.
Totally.
And that's like the key, is really oscillating on both cylinders there.
And I think like, especially after getting divorced too, there were certain things that I was like immediate now.
Yeah.
Like I feel like your tolerance level just I was at zero.
We realize you don't have to deal with it.
Right. I'm like, okay, like I'm doing life on my own as it is. So it's fine. If they didn't, not that I had like a laundry list of what I wanted, you know, but I was like, there were certain things that I was just like, okay, I know I'm just having fun right now. And do I really need a person to fill the void? And I just talked about this on my Instagram story. Like, I think up until this last year, I would just like serial date.
Yeah.
And I would be with one person and I would break up and I would fill that void of loneliness with another person, which you don't realize that you're doing. But I was like, healing alone was like the best thing I've ever done for myself. Yes. Because now it's like I found somebody who doesn't, like they just fit into my life. They don't fill areas of my life that are missing. You
and
know?
You don't have to like mold yourself to fit what they want either, because it just is also compatible with.
But you're like, so sure of like who you are.
Yeah, you have to be.
You know?
But I said this, I just recorded a solo podcast episode where I was talking about dating with intention and how that intention can look different. Your intention could be to get married. Your intention could be to have fun.
Right.
Your intention could be to learn about yourself.
Right.
There's also like intentionality behind seasons of singleness. Yeah. Like being single isn't like a bad thing.
No, it's pretty great.
Yeah, it's fun and it's like can be wonderful. And when you create a life that you love and you're excited about and you're proud of, it's hard to give up that time. Like if a guy is like, hey, can I take you out Saturday? I'm like, how about Monday?
Like, Monday, like breakfast between like 11 and 12.
It is hard to give up a Saturday night because that means I'm not getting to spend it with my friends.
Right.
I look forward to that all week.
Right.
Or like if it's Kinsley weekend, spend it with my daughter. Like that is taking away precious time from like people that I dearly love. And I don't love you. I don't even know you yet.
Right.
So it's hard for someone to come in and fill that spot. The more you get to know them, you want to incorporate them into those times and give them precious real estate, obviously. Incorporate them into your life in those ways. But if I don't know you, it is damn hard for me to want to give up a Saturday night for you.
Well, and it's interesting too, because it was like the few guys that I did go out on dates with, I guess we can call it. It was like, I didn't want to get to know them further, you know? And like, it wasn't like I was like aware of that when I was in it. It was just like, like, I don't care to see you again.
No. You know? Yeah, you know, like right in the moment, you're like, right. I'm all set.
Right. And then with my current boyfriend, it was like, oh, like, I guess I want to keep talking to you. You know, like, it was just a feeling more so than a thought. Like, I didn't know. I guess I don't ever know what's going on. You know, it's just like it happens. And then when you like look back,
you reflect.
Right.
You referred to him as love of your life the other day on your story. Yeah. That's a big, big thing to say.
Well, the first story said LMOL. And then I got so many DMs that were like, what is LMOL? And I'm like, correction.
How did you know? Like, when were you like, this is my person?
I think it was just like, it's just transpired. And especially since like, I mean, we were long distance for almost 7 months, which was really interesting.
This is a really personal question, but I'm curious. How long into dating were you guys like, I love you? Like, when were you like, I know, like, I'm certain of this? Like, when did it escalate to that? Because I think it's really interesting that I feel like it happens when it's right, it's right.
Right.
Like, you hear so many people that are like, we slept together on the first date. We said, I love you. Like, and like kind of early.
This was like the longest.
It was long?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, it was like kind of, I wouldn't say recent, but like, it was not within the first couple of months.
But is that, do you think you attest that to being long distance?
100%.
Yeah.
And it was like, I think we had, and still do because of our long distance relationship, have such great communication with each other because
we were
literally forced to do nothing but communicate. Like, we didn't have like those moments where you're just sitting in the same room but doing your separate things that you would like in the beginning of a relationship. It was like we had to actually physically cut out time in our schedules to have a phone conversation or FaceTime or whatever.
Which I think is great, by the way.
Well, and I think we learned so much about each other and just like our communication styles. And I mean, it was not easy at first. And we both will say that. Like, it was definitely confusing in the beginning because I didn't know where I was. Like, I knew I wanted to move, but this place was never really on the map for me.
Yeah.
And so it was like, now we can both
you fit
be like,
in here very well, though. Like,
I feel
like
I love it.
So much sense.
I'm not mad about it, even 1%.
Like, but you
it
was being like, Austin makes sense to my brain.
I genuinely love it here. But I also was like, oh my gosh, am I gonna move to a place where I don't know anybody except my boyfriend?
Now you got me, girl.
No, I know. And like, but that was like being dramatic of me, you know, because it's like I do know and have so many opportunities here. So it's like, it's not that I'm moving for just him, but he is a large part of why I'm here, you know?
Yeah, of course.
But yeah, our relationship and like things just transpired so differently than like you typically would think. But I think because we had like such short amount of time in person, things were just like prolonged, you know?
Yeah, I know, that makes sense.
So.
But you got to spend like a good, because I got to meet him the other night, obviously, at the CMTs.
Yeah.
And you got to, it sounds like you guys met and then you got to spend like a couple of days basically hanging out. Like, it was a good chunk of time in the beginning.
Yeah.
Before you went your respective ways and then chose to fly back and forth. How long into that process of doing long distance did you guys decide to like be exclusive? And when were you like, okay, let's like really give this a go?
It was, I would say within the first few months, it was just like, okay, like, and we're old, you know, like not old, but like I'm not 21 and dating. Yeah. Like, it was like, obviously if I'm investing my time into this, it's like,
you hope it's going somewhere.
Right. So we both were kind of on the same page with that. But then it wasn't until the last few months, really like the end of last year, beginning of this year, was like, okay, like we are both like fully invested in this. And then once it was, okay, I'm going to move to Texas. And I mean, I owed it to myself.
Yeah.
I owed it to the time that we spent with each other.
You were also looking to shake it up. Like, you were looking to move. You were looking for a new change of pace, change of scenery.
Totally. So it was just, it was nice. And then once it was like, okay, like we're going to be in the same place, it was like rocket ship speed to just being like, every day I'm like, what is my life? Like, where did you come from? You know? And he's so sweet and he's so supportive of whatever it is that I want to do. It's like, it's really cool just having somebody be like, I got your back no matter what.
For sure. You guys have a very complimentary energy.
Thanks.
It's different, but like it compliments.
Yeah.
I felt like right when I met him, it was definitely like different energy than yours. Like, you're way more outgoing, I would say, than he is.
Totally.
But you complement each other very nicely. Like you balance each other out really well. And there's some similarities to it where it's like his smile is like just certain energetic things. I'm like, this makes sense.
Yeah. Well, and I think like I'm an introvert, even though it doesn't like seem like it whatsoever, but I'm like, you could lock me in my house, I would stay there forever. Like I never want to leave my house.
But you're good at.
But I'll put myself out there. Like I love being the life of the party, all that stuff. And he's the same, but when it's around people that he knows, mm-hmm. but like this is, I mean, he's being thrown into like the action. Like he is not in the beginning stages, you know, like I'm like, hey, we're going to the CMT Awards in the VIP lounge. Like he was just like, where am I?
What is happening?
Yeah. But I'm like, it's a yes. It's always a yes. Yeah. You know, it's so nice.
It probably also speaks how comfortable he feels around you, just in the way that you just said, like, oh, he has my back. He probably feels the same way, like, oh, she has my back. Like, I know if she's inviting me to come do this, like, it's going to be good. It's going to be fun.
Right. I'm not going to be like, oh, go hang out by the food and, like, whatever, you know? Like, no, I want you to feel comfortable, too.
I think that's so important, and that's something that I've had a hard time finding in someone, I think, has been someone that can ebb and flow in my different
I wouldn't say that our relationship was like that in the very beginning. Mm. Like you have to build that trust with each other.
For sure, but I don't even want to, like, I need to want to break.
Right, but you just told me like you're in your era of like, I just want to have fun.
But I think like for me, what I mean by that is like, I think I was putting so much pressure on the beginning stages of like, I'm dating with intention.
Yeah.
And if I don't like see this going anywhere, like you're out, or like I was giving someone access too early. Cause I'm like, let me go down this like rabbit hole. And then 2 months in, I'm like, I don't even fucking like you. And I don't know you.
Right.
So it's what I mean is like, I'm relieving the pressure from myself and I'm having fun because that's what it's all about. Like I want to be having fun with someone when I'm 80. So for me, it's like, let's check that first box of like, do we have fun together and is it enjoyable?
Right.
And then I will start to cross the bridge. If someone came to me on day one, they're like, I don't like kids and I don't want to get married. Like, obviously I'm not having a date two with you. There's no point. Right. We're not going to be compatible. Well,
there's like hard no's.
Yeah. There's obviously hard no's, but barring like all of that being a thing or like in alignment with what I want, step one is like, let's have fun and see where it goes. Then we can worry about that as we move along.
Right.
But I think like, it's so easy to put too much pressure on the beginning phase of like, can I see this going somewhere? And I feel like I was almost giving people chances that like I would have never given a chance to.
Right.
Like I was giving people chances that like didn't deserve it, or I really wasn't like excited about, because I'm like, oh, they could be like a good long-term partner. And it's like, you don't even like this person. Like you're not even excited. Be excited, like have fun, be giddy, like do the things and then connect the compatibility dots, like, and then get to know somebody and see where it goes. But like, you kind of just have to have fun at first.
Well, and like you take the pressure off of it. And I think because I was in that mindset with the guys that I dated before my boyfriend, like I was just like, that's all I want. Like I did not want the strings attached. I didn't even think that I wanted a relationship. And so I think my intention without knowing it was just to have fun and like, I mean, I met Trevor on Hinge, and this was a month, so I knew I was coming down to Austin for a hair show.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'm going to be down here. I think it was like a week and a half. And I was like, I'm only at the hair show for a couple of days. Like, why not go out on a date?
Yeah.
So a month before I got down here, I downloaded Hinge and literally sent my dating profile to Austin. And
I love it.
24 hours later, I was like, I need to get the fuck off this app. Like, these men are wild. But I had matched with Trevor at that time. And it was like, oh, like I'm just going down to Austin and going on a date. And then it was like, okay, we're having fun, like whatever. I mean, never in a million years did I think I would be literally living here.
But here's the thing. That's a perfect example. If you had gone into that situation thinking, I'm looking for a husband, I'm looking for a man, I want a boyfriend, you wouldn't have even gone on a date with him.
Nah.
Because you would have been like, this doesn't make sense. Like,
right.
I'm like, might not come back here. Like, this isn't logical. I don't see long-term. Because you went in with it, I want to have fun.
Right.
This guy seems cool. He's cute. Like, I'm into it. We're vibing. The energy's good. I'm going to go and have fun and see what happens. You were able to develop this.
Yeah. Yeah. So and it's been so
the
great.
The theory stands.
You're spot on, girl.
You know, it's like, it really works.
It really does.
It's just, and it's enjoyable. You get to enjoy the beginning stages of getting to know someone to get to know them.
Right. And like really got to know each other because we literally did not live in the same area. But it's nice. I mean, we're in our 30s, right? It's like so easy for us to put pressure on. Oh my God, we have to get married and have babies tomorrow because we're going to shrivel up and die. It's like, no, like everything is going to be fine. You know, just like
just societal pressures.
It's easy to fall into, and I'm guilty of it. You know, I get it. But I didn't even know that I was intentionally like having that mindset. But you're so right. Like, it really was just like, okay, whatever. Like, just going out on a date, so casual. And now I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, exactly. Like, wait, I love you. Something hard. Who would have thought?
I know.
I'm like you, though. Like, I'm like really tough on the outside. And I'm like, fuck no, everybody. And then like,
he says it all the time.
Like, I'm giddy, like, kind of like cute, like cute, little sweet sometimes on the inside. But like, it takes a lot to get me there. Like,
right.
Because I have to trust you. And if I don't trust you, I don't fuck with you.
I totally agree.
And then I'll be very cold.
I totally agree.
And that's just true.
But it's like, yeah, you have that mutual trust with each other. And it's like, I can let my walls down with him, you know, and just exist.
But that takes time. Like, you have to build that over time.
Yeah.
I always say you don't really know somebody until like that 2 to 4 month mark.
Right.
You just don't.
Right.
So
longer if you're not in person, you know.
They can show their representative though.
Right.
Like, who they want you to see. Eventually people always unravel.
Right.
And spiral, and you see like their true them that they're like, staying.
What the fuck
is that? Who are you?
And also, get out. Like,
right.
Bye.
But you just don't know at first unless you like go down that rabbit hole.
Yeah.
When did you know when you were like, okay, I'm going to hard launch this? And like, were you nervous? Did you think about it? Were you like 2 margaritas deep? Like, fuck it, let's go. Like, how did we determine that?
I was really having fun with the soft launch. Like, I actually looked back at our DMs of the picture of me like with the martini, and it was like blatantly held over his face. Like, people just want to be like, they want to know everything. And I get it, right? You build this relationship with this person that you're following, and it's like, why aren't you showing us?
Give
that?
Us the tea. It's like your friend. You're like, wait, tell me, like, why don't I know who you're dating?
Right. And I'm like, at the end of the day, like, these are strangers. And I was doing the soft launch. I mean, I was completely having fun with it, but also I'm like, I don't, like, this guy could dump me in 3 seconds for and I sure. look like such a moron. Like, posting.
I still like doing that though, because it's still fun.
I know.
Almost like somebody's feet here and there, and people are like, right. Do you love him? Is he your boyfriend? I'm like, y'all, I'm on, like, this is like,
this is not the same guy as last Tuesday.
Yeah,
you know? But like, right, with like the soft launch, it was like, I mean, I like started showing more and more and more of him. But
I
like,
remember the martini pick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the guitar moment.
And I was like, so proud of myself. I was like, that was brilliant.
I am so sorry.
That was really good. But it like started off with the hand picture with, you know, like things were so subtle, and then it grew into that. And then the hard launch was really when I decided that like, okay, like I am
full send.
Right. Gonna full send this. And like, you know, there's no doubt that like I really like this guy. So that's when I posted it on Instagram and tagged him. I'm like, get ready.
Has he had any weird like messages or experiences?
No. No, I mean, I'm so lucky. Like, for the most part, I would say 99% of my followers are just so supportive and so happy for me. And like, send me, I'm like, I'll stare at my phone sometimes and just cry. Cause I'm like, the people are so nice.
So kind.
Who haven't met you, don't know you from a hole in the wall, and just have such sweet things to say. It's like so reassuring. Cause sometimes I'm like, shut up. Like, you're just talking to your phone and like no one cares, you know? Then people say things like that, and it's like, wow. Like
how you positively impacted them. And it's cool. It's like, it's interesting to inspire someone, and then obviously they re-inspire us.
Exactly. Yeah. And I'm so inspired by them. So I mean,
99.9% of people are amazing. It's so kind.
Right.
It's so
cool. And like, you know, the 1%, it's easy for the 1% to outshine the 99%.
Yeah, you got
to
focus on the good.
Right. And it's like, whatever, like we were talking about in the beginning, it's like, you're not even worth my time or energy, you know, but people have been so respectful, and it's just funny. Like, he got hundreds of follower requests. He's like scrolling through his phone. He's like, what the fuck is going on?
People want to creep.
And like, I'm like, just make your profile not private, because it's just going to save so much like time and energy. People don't even have to Google you at this point.
So
and I'm
funny.
Like, they just want to know who you are.
Just want to know.
They just want to know.
Your first, middle, last name.
Right.
Like, birthday, where you were, like your social. Yeah.
Like, it's going to be great.
Right.
But like, not too much information.
Do you like when people come up and say hi?
Yeah.
I love it too.
It's always so sweet. But I'm like such an awkward person too. Like,
you're not.
No, I am. Like, I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, just like so overwhelmed with joy and like whatever that I'm like, that's where I like go into my overthinking, overanalyzing.
Yeah, your tit is out.
Right. Exactly. But yeah, no, I love it when people say hi, because it's like you get to meet the people who support you and got
it's
you to
the so place
where you're at. And
otherwise, you really do feel like you're talking to your phone, which right. is like not fun.
Right. No, it's always so sweet when that happens.
Kinsley said that to me one time. She was like, mom's talking to her phone again. I'm like, that's, oh my God. This is what she's going to think. I just like sit around and talk to my phone all day. What does my mom do? Like,
right.
She knows. She'll be like, she's a dibs worker. I'm like, yeah.
A dibs worker. She instantly humbled you. She's so funny. I remember when you were like 6 year old timing with her.
Humbling you.
Oh my God. Sure. She's so cute though. She's so cute. Yeah.
Kids are wild. Like they just say it like it is. But when they compliment you, the greatest honor.
A compliment from a 6 year old is like, I've won prize.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You're like, so, thank you so much. I'm still the kind of person, like I will walk by a middle schooler and be like head down. Like
please don't bully me.
Like so scared of them.
Oh, they're like, objectively terrifying.
They're so terrifying. It's like when they reach age 18.
Especially nowadays.
Like, yeah.
They also look like they're like 30 and you're like, what is in the milk over here?
I know. Cause I certainly was not looking like that.
No,
eyebrows like this far apart.
Have you seen the videos? It's so funny. It's like, it was a TikTok trend for a while. It was like high schoolers, middle schoolers now versus like back in the day, like when we were kids, middle schoolers, it was like us. This is so me. It was like karaokeing and like a hoodie.
Like your
and
jeans
then they're like
here.
Walking into Reformation or something. And you're like, what is happening?
Yeah. No.
Like Aviator Nation. You're like, huh?
I know. And I'm
they're
like,
at Coachella.
I wish I could have, but in my mind, I was as cool as.
Oh, no, for sure. I mean, I was putting on plays in the foyer of my parents' house to Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls. So
as
suck
you should.
It.
It's brought us here.
100%.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Are you still taking clients now here at all? Or do you take, are you going to take them when you're back, like at the salon every now and then? What's the plan?
So I'm definitely going to fly back to Connecticut. I mean, my entire business is there. And I think that was like a very like confusing thing to, it still is. Like people are like, wait, how are you living in a different place from your salon? But I'm like, I have rent. Like, it's not like a business where I have
only
employees,
you.
Right. Yeah. Like they're freelance stylists. So literally they just pay rent. And then I have a manager there who's running the salon. So when I fly back to Connecticut, I'll take clients here and there when I'm there. But I do have plans to take clients here. Exciting. But there's like a whole process to it. Like you have to transfer your license down here and like be licensed with the health department in the state that you're working in. So I'm like, I need my stuff to arrive, like so freshly moved here that I still don't have my stuff here. So once that comes, I'm like, I can set up my place and then I can go to the next step of finding a salon. And it's just weird because my schedule, like I don't work a normal hairstylist schedule because social media is my full-time job. So.
I'll put you in contact with Tyler, my hair guy at Hair House. He's amazing. They're
amazing.
Like the best.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's his,
no, I would love
his
that.
Place. And it's like a very good vibe. You'd like it.
Amazing.
I'm just not thinking of this, but I'll connect you guys. He's awesome. Okay. Favorite tattoo. Couple little questions to close out on. Favorite tattoo and why?
I mean, my teacup tattoo, which I talked about in the beginning, but.
Is that newer?
Newer. Okay. But I've wanted this one for a while and I love, like, I don't know, it's that reassuring, like you're not everybody's cup of tea and you don't have to be everybody's cup of tea. You can still be a good person and not be liked by everyone.
Love that.
So I love that. And then I don't know, besides that, I feel like they all just
children.
Have like, right, like their own, I call it like the phase of my life ink, you know, like what I was feeling in that moment is that tattoo that I got. So it's just kind of like a storybook of like, I mean,
the
post-divorce, right, was like, I was being stabbed everywhere, which was great. But yeah, I really think-
Let me feel something. Physical pain, take away the mental anguish.
Literally. But I think the teacup tattoo is-
Yeah, I love that one.
My favorite. What's yours?
It's such a good idea.
Maybe
I'll get a little peach.
I think that's so cute.
I have the itch again. For a long time, I was like, I'm done. I don't want any more. And now I'm like-
I said the same
like
thing.
I have the itch.
I said the same thing. And then it's like, but like, I don't know. I don't want to go too crazy because you get the itch and then you get a bunch and you're like, oh, like, should I have gone that nuts? Which thankfully, like, I've only like second guessed it from time to time, but I don't regret any of my tattoos.
Yeah, it's all like part of the journey,
right,
part of the
feeling
story
to have. But I'm like, I went through a phase for like 6 months where I was like, I don't want a single, another tattoo. And then same thing. I got cut like, the edge. Well, I'm like, wait, well, like what's one
I feel like it's always in, it's almost like always in transformative times.
Right.
Right now, since I'm like feeling more me than ever, it kind of feels like the time again.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay. Last question that I have for you. Top three favorite hair products right now. Like can't live without when they're empty. And we get a lot of PR. So like when they're empty, you're repurchasing
right
on your own.
I think my hair, like my favorite hair products have not changed. Redken One United. It's literally liquid gold. Like it
what is it for?
Give it's us a leave-in.
Like, hair for dummies.
It's, there's 25 benefits in one. It's a leave-in conditioner. It's a detangler. Damn. It's a heat protectant. Like it is magic in a bottle. And it's the best thing. You spray it on your wet hair and then like style your hair, let it air dry or whatever. But I always say with that, don't spray it on your hair on a wood or tile floor because
it was it slippery?
The way I like, busted my ass so many times because I'm always sprinting. Yeah. Like there is no, like always it's either, rushing. Right, like it's speed walk or nothing. Be careful because that is like, it's amazing for your hair and dangerous on the floor. So just always have a.
Okay, so that would be like, I use the Color Wow right now.
Yeah.
Similar vibe.
And like comparable. It's just like, I used Color Wow before and it's so amazing, but like.
You like this better?
I can't stop. I'm like, I always go back to it. It's just so good.
I got to try it.
Yeah.
Other two?
It's amazing. Right. Verb Ghost Oil, which is so great.
Hair
it's like the only oil that I find like works for all hair types because I feel like fine hair is really forgotten about when it comes to oil because. Oil and fine hair, like, right, just does not mix. But the entire Ghost line by Verb is made for fine hair.
Oh,
so I'm like, it's like a oil that just works if you have a ton of hair, if you have fine hair, whatever. It's just such a good oil. I'm like, I could drink that stuff. And then I think just like a dry shampoo. Like I love an Amika dry shampoo.
Those are good.
It just smells so good. And the packaging, I'm like, I look at it and I'm just like instantly happy.
Yeah, you know? For sure. It's like paint your nails theory.
Right. I think those are my three, like a heat protectant, an oil, and a dry shampoo. And I
you're good to
die
go.
Happy. Yeah.
Okay. I love it. Okay. Tell us where we could find you.
Okay. So I'm Made and Tailored on Instagram and TikTok. And yeah, all the fun content, chaos, just I call it a dumpster fire on there. But
and now also in Austin, Texas.
And now
we're going to have to go downtown. We're going to have to go out one night and fuck it up.
I know, but I don't think anybody's ready for that.
Nobody's ready for that.
Are we ready for that?
I'm ready for that.
Hell yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Courtside with Courtney. Love you guys. See you on the next one. Bye.